Keep talking, Jonathan.
I'm lost.
It's going great. I don't know how you're lost. I'm right with you. It's like we got lost together. We went into the woods, and now we're lost. But it's okay because it's nice nature. We don't have anywhere to be.
Okay, so over at the state fair, I stopped and I talked to this
porn star.
No, minister.
You said talking about pornography.
Well, there's a point.
How would get a minister with pornographic?
Let me get to this point. Because,
wow,
what faith is this?
I'm sorry to the band that we are. Your music was good, but this week we're going to have to go on this. Okay, porn minister, go.
Okay, no, we're not talking about porn. Well, let's
yes,
get to
we
this.
Are.
Let's,
yes,
let's
we are.
Let's get to this. Okay, so I walked by the booth.
The porn
okay.
minister, yeah.
And he's like, do you want to talk about Jesus? I was like, sure, I'm curious. Let's get into this discussion. I have a question for you. And he was like, all right, let's go sit down and talk. I'm like, okay, cool. So he starts talking, and he's like, do you believe that Jesus is in your life? Sure.
Okay.
He's like, okay, sure. Good.
I want to talk to you about Scientology right after this.
And I was like, okay, let me just ask you a quick question. Why do you believe that homosexuality is a sin? And he starts getting into it. He's like, a man was made for a woman, and a woman was made for a man. And they were made to have sex together. I was like, okay, we're
That's
getting
pretty
into
pornographic.
The sex talk.
Now I see where we're going with this.
Hi, we are
Peter,
Jenny,
and Jamie
from
Strange Fruit.
And you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
To another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Lene,
Jonathan.
And in today's episode, we're going to be looking at the Ultraviolet Rays EP, The Wish, and this is brought to us by The Muse Box and Zoe Browns. So thank you, Zoe, for sending us the EP for Ultraviolet Rays. And today, Lenny's going to take lead on this, so take it away, Lenny.
All right. Hello, folks. Yeah, that's right. Ultraviolet Rays, it's their first EP, and their first video, Wish, is available exclusively on The Ripe. It was released June 15th, and I think you can find it on YouTube now as yep. well. And then, okay, so according to Source Weekly, the UVR, as they are referred, are a modern-day bundle of Susie and the Banshees, Joy Division, and Portishead, and I firmly agree with the Portishead comment. Female-fronted, spacey-sounding electro-pop that's dark, sexy, and danceable. We'll get into the comments about that later, I'm sure.
Danceable?
The dark and dreamy duo of, I don't see the dance. Maybe goth people could dance. Like if I nailed my hand to my forehead, I'm so goth, I'm dead. Yeah, then maybe.
Wow. Okay.
The dark and dreamy. The dark and dreamy duo of Cooper Gillespie, vocals and bass, and Greg Gordon, the drums and sequences?
Yep.
I don't know.
Specialized in spaced out, shimmering, hypnotic soundscape. The Ultraviolet Rays. Take it away, Jonathan.
Why?
Take it away, Richard.
We came in on The Wish. That was what we came in on. And to me, that's the third single on the EP. And to me, that's the one that I enjoy the most. Other people enjoy others, but for me, that's the one I enjoyed the most. They kind of allude to be an electro pop goth mix. So I think we were talking before, and just
didn't I say goth
when I first heard this for the first time? I kind of just went to a sad Disneyland because you have Wish Upon the Star.
Have you ever seen that movie Nine? I could see that whole movie being played to this music. It does remind me a lot of Portishead. It makes me very sad and lonely and uncomfortable around razor blades. But yeah, I could see dancing to it in a very terrible way. Well, say vampires took over the world, then we danced to this.
There you go.
To me, when I heard it, I was like, "It's."
But I think it's good.
It's music. I think you could smoke weed to it or something. It's kind of like that high smoking music.
He'll get back to you on that.
Yes. Well, this is what you don't have to.
You're very snappy today, Jonathan.
Snappy? What are you talking about? You guys are over here being all dirty and everything. And whatever. Dirty. You guys are the ones who are bringing it up.
I didn't bring up weed.
I didn't bring up pornography.
You just brought it up. You brought it up.
No, we're close to Colorado, but not that close.
Come on. We're not that close to Las Vegas either.
But no, the Wish to me, I enjoyed it. I loved it. If you're going to dance to this music, I think it's going to be the slower, just kind of bobbing, just kind of slowly moving your body. I can't. It's not fast music by any means, but Wish is the one that I really gravitated to. Like I said, I don't know why. I just
Every time I try to imagine that song at a prom, though, I keep going back to Carrie.
Yeah,
and that doesn't end well for anybody.
No, not really. It doesn't.
Well, this is one to me. It had a catchy enough hook.
Yeah,
I really like the song. I enjoyed it.
A lot of people would probably
enjoy it. The fact that the statement I read said that it was for dancing was just I just don't see that. That's
no,
honestly, like in my more artistic and less responsible days, I think I could have like followed these people around and listened to them way too much. Well, like I did some other bands, but
with this one and with the other two songs are Vegas and Voyeur.
Mm.
And
Jonathan loves Voyeur.
Yes, he does. Shut up. And it's one of those where the dancing end of it, I don't think, like I said, it's not fast dancing, but it's going to be like the bodies are glued together and probably moving that way.
Right.
That's the kind of dancing I kind of see at the dance clubs or something like that. And they're just hipping and a grinding.
Can I crumble this up?
No. Voyeur's one has that hard bass beat, use synth within their music. That's where you get the sequences is with the synth. So that's where all that goes through. Yeah.
But did I show my ignorance about music theory whenever I read that word? You could almost see the little light bulb over my head turning off when I read it. I was like, sequences? Like an electrician?
Oh, but
that's just me being stupid. I mean, I'm sure it's a very important. It sounds great. I have known nothing about it.
It's basically what I'm saying, like you're doing your majors. She's putting the sequences in.
Yeah.
But this is one where Vegas, you hear the lyrics a little better than you can on Voyeur. And Vegas, you have a little bit of reverb and dubstep.
By the way, it's mixing a little bit of stuff.
I like Vegas. It reminded me of not getting married on a roller coaster.
Not getting married on a roller coaster.
I think that would actually be pretty cool. You wouldn't be able to hear what they were saying, but I think it would be cool.
For this one.
To me, this is one where most of the listeners out there they're more into the mainstream. This is going to be their stuff that's going to be in your backstreet clubs, your underground clubs. I can maybe see it in some dance clubs, but I don't see it being played very often because they're more into the upbeat stuff.
Yeah.
And definitely not raves by any means.
When you're ready for people to go home, that's when you break out the Ultraviolet Rays or Portishead, whatever. You just
or you go home and put them on and
relax. Yeah.
It does or have a friend.
You know what I really think would be good to do to this kind of music? Study. Or read. It is more
or other nocturnal hypnotic things.
Yeah,
sleeping.
Or
I'm not going to say it, Richard. That's Jonathan's department.
Okay. I don't do smoking a joint. There.
Whoa. I don't. That was you not would, what. I,
that was a left turn. I was going more towards.
Sorry, folks. Jonathan's been at the state fair, and apparently his brain's still there.
I was more leaning towards the let's go to the bedroom and have some fun aspect.
Oh, the sex part. Okay.
But apparently I've heard people do smoke joints at night, too.
They smoke joints and they have sex.
I bet you we're going to get more. Apparently I'm the sexual one now,
so let's just.
Apparently. There's no apparently to it. This is 2 weeks in a row. This wow. is
okay. Okay. So this we haven't even been here 2 weeks in a row. Excuse me. Let's just make that. We've been gone for two
we're
weeks.
We're here every day, yeah. People on the internet. Nobody don't listen that. To Jonathan. They actually keep me out, under the library. All I do is type, and sometimes they let me eat. And if I've been real good, they quit beating me up long enough to come up here and talk.
Oh, yeah. We're chained up in a dungeon every day. Help me. And Richard comes with his whip.
Yeah, that wet needle really helps.
Let me get the blunt of it.
Back to Ultraviolet Rays.
Back to the Rays. Are we going to listen to Vegas now?
We'll be leaving out on Vegas. Yeah. Like I said, this is one where Voyeur, we're not going to take a snapshot of that one. We're going to be leaving out on Vegas, though. But with the Ultraviolet Rays EP Wish, they do not have a physical CD. This is all downloadable. You can go to their website. Also, probably go to any of your catchers and download there. They'd appreciate the support, but these are three digital singles that you can download. Like I said, if you're interested, go out and support them. These are ones I enjoyed.
I just watched the video.
But I'd have to be in the right mood.
I just watched the video, and now I love them.
Right.
Yeah, the video was pretty good.
We just watched the video to The Wish, and it's done in the pop art form, which... Since
it totally goes with our theme, so ha.
Since I'm a comic book fan and of that medium, yeah. I just loved it, and
it was pretty cool.
And it was just one of those where, if you can, you can go to our website, do a search for Ultraviolet Rays. You can find it there. YouTube, as well, it has it out there.
UVR.
It's no longer an exclusive, so you can go out and get it now.
Woohoo!
Right.
So I think that's going to about do it for Ultraviolet Rays. Yeah. We definitely want to say again to Zoe Brown of the Muse Box, a big thank you to her for help continuing her support of Comic Pop Library. If anybody else is out there wants to get in touch with us, just drop us a line, give us some suggestions, just to leave us some feedback. Yeah, help them out of the dungeon. Send them some ramen noodles. I'll feed them some of those wet noodles.
Oh, damn.
You can get in contact with us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com, so you can get in touch with us that way.
Better yet, send us a steak or something. That'll be better.
You want me to put it through your heart?
Maybe.
But anyway, we're having fun here.
Send us a piece of meat or something that I will not get shoved through my heart, hopefully.
Yes. So if go out there, check out Ultraviolet
Rays. I don't think
he
was talking about a piece of meat.
You don't think so?
No.
We're going to have to wrap this one up because we're really derailing ourselves here. But go out there, check out Ultraviolet Rays. If you're going to be out there, look for them. This might not appeal to everybody, but it will appeal to some. I've enjoyed their music. For me, it's going to be mood music, so if you like that type of stuff, definitely download it and listen to it while you're just relaxing at the house. Again, we're having fun here. We hope everybody out there's had fun listening to us. We'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
See ya.
To learn.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.